السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. Today we are going to continue where we left off from Surah Al-An'am, and inshallah today's lesson is going to begin from ayah number 122 and it will go until ayah number 125. So as always, we'll start first with the recitation of these verses and then we'll move on to the analysis for the tajweed that is present in these ayahs. So let's go ahead and begin recitation from ayah number 122 if y'all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ ليس بخارج منها كذلك زين للكافرين ما كانوا يعملون وكذلك جعلنا في كل قرية أكابر مجرميها ليمكروا فيها وَمَا يَمْكُرُونَ إِلَّا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ وَإِذَا جَاءَتْهُمْ آيَةٌ قَالُوا لَنْ نُؤْمِنَ حَتَّى نؤتى مثل ما أوتي رسل الله الله أعلم حيث يجعل رسالته سيصيب الذين أجرموا صغار عند الله وعذاب شديد بما كانوا يمكرون فمن يرد الله أن يهديه يشرح صدره للإسلام ومن يرد أن يضله يجعل صدره ضيقا حرجا كأنما يصعد في السماء كذلك يجعل الله الرجس على الذين لا يؤمنون. Inshallah, that is our lesson, ayah number 122 to ayah number 125. Now let's go back and look at some of the rules that appear within these ayahs, starting from the beginning of our lesson. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. From ayah number 122. Awaman kana. So here we are beginning with a word that has a noon sakin. As we learned with the rules of noon sakin, anytime we have a noon sakin or tanween, we are going to look at the letter that comes after. Here, after the noon sakin, we see the letter gaf. Gaf is a letter of ikhfa, meaning that as we are saying this letter of sukun, which is the letter noon, we are going to kind of hide this into the makhraj of the gaf. The noon sound is not going to be pronounced clearly, it's going to be a little bit hidden, and it is going to be lighter because the gaf is a light letter. So we know that the letters of ikhfa are going to influence the sound of the noon sakin, because you are going to be bringing that noon sound down into the makhraj of whatever letter is next. So we know the makhraj of the letter gaf is towards the back of the tongue. Then we are going to be making sure that our noon sakin is kind of being pronounced from that area. So you are kind of preparing to say the next letter. And in doing this, you are masking that sound of the noon sakin within the next letter, which is the letter gaf. So here this is noon sakin with ikhfa. Gana, this is going to be a two count med. This is med esli. Meiten, this is going to be medlin, medzan ma, 1.5. Meiten fa, this is again going to be ikhfa. We have a noon sakin followed by the letter fa, which is one of the ikhfa letters. So we are going to prepare to kind of say that letter fa, and in doing this, we are going to hide the noon sound that is coming from this tanween. So kind of bring that noon sound down into the makhraj of the fa, which is near the lips. So we are going to kind of hide the sound, which is from the word ikhfa, khafi, meaning to hide. So you can hear that noon sound is not very clear. It's a little bit muddled, and it's turning a little bit into the makhraj of the fa. Here we have the letter ha with a sukun. Now ha, as we learned, the makhraj of this letter is from the middle of the throat. So we are going to make sure that we are constraining the throat just a little bit and exhaling enough air so that this letter can have proper hams, because it is one of the letters of hams, meaning that when you are saying this letter with a sukun, there is a little bit of air that comes out naturally, and it's going to emphasize the sound of this letter. So kind of make sure that you are giving it that air. As we learned, the air that comes from the letter ha is considerably warmer than the letter than the air that comes from the letter ha that is close to the chest. So ha, you won't feel hot air. Ha, because you are constraining the throat, the air will feel warm. So if you put a hand in front of your mouth, you should be able to tell that difference of temperature. So if you are unsure of if I'm pronouncing this letter right or not, I get my has and my has mixed up, how do I fix this? Just feeling the temperature of the breath is going to help you with this. So ha, from the chest, you shouldn't feel anything. Ha, if you are saying from the throat, you should be able to feel a little bit of warmth come out as you say this letter. So that's just one way to kind of tell the difference between a ha and a ha. So both of them do come from different areas. One is from the chest, from the lower throat, and one is going to be a bit higher from the middle of the throat. Yayna, this is going to be medlin, medzan ma. Na is going to be a two count med. So this is med esli. Fa'ahyaynahu waja'alna. Lam here has a tawassut, meaning we are going to rest on this for a moment. Ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat, from the same makhraj as the letter ha. So both of these letters have a little bit of constriction as we say them. Waja'alna. So you can feel that there is constriction on the middle of the throat as you say this letter. Na is going to be a two count med. Lahu, this is again a two count med. This is going to be madsila sughra. I can tell because there is the ha tamir. There is the wow, that small little wow or a small ya will very quickly tell you that this is madsila. And then the next letter is the letter noon. So this is madsila sughra. I can also see there is no sign of med on this wow. So that is also how I know it is madsila sughra. Nuran, nu is a two count med. Rayamshi, ra in this case is going to be heavy because it has a fatha, and then I am going to merge this ra with the ya. This is going to be a nun sakin rule of idgham. So anytime we have one of the letters of yarmalun, these are the letters of idgham. Specifically when we have yanmu, these are the letters of idgham with ghunna. Then I am going to merge this together, bring this up into the nose. Nuraya. Raya. So you can hear I am merging that noon sound and bringing it up into the nose, nasalizing it a lot because it does have ghunna. This is going to be idgham with ghunna. Nurayyamshi. Mim has tawassut. Rest on this for a moment. She is going to be a two count med. Bihi, this is a two count med. This is madsila sughra. Again, I see there is the ha damir. There is that small ya. There is no sign of med on top, so I know this is not going to be 4-count mad. It is not mad sila kubara. Instead, it is mad sila sughra, which is 2 counts. Fin nasi, noon here has a shadda. So I am going to make sure that I bring this up into the nose, emphasize it a little bit to show that there is double noon here. Fin nasi. So just rest on this for a moment and allow yourself to kind of fully explore the sound of the noon. Make sure that you are saying it properly. Nasi, this is a 2-count med. Gamamma, this is going to be idgham with gunna again. Nun sakin, followed by the letter meem, which is part of yarmalun, part of yanmu, which is the letters of idgham with gunna. So merge them together and bring them up into the nose. You can spend a little bit more time on this one because first we do have the nun sakin, then we have the letter meem, which is also a letter of idgham. It is also a letter of gunna. So both of these letters are going to be up in the nose, and meem also has a shadda. So it is going to stay up there for a little bit longer. Gamamathaluhu. Make sure that you are resting on this just for a moment, not too long, but so that we can know that there is a shadda here. Mathaluhu. This is going to be another madsila sughra. I see that small sign of wow. And I see that hat dhamir, 2-count mad. Fil zulumati. Dha is a permanently heavy letter. Khussa dhaghdin kilf. So then I am going to make sure this is heavy. Lam is a light letter, so do not make this heavy. Lu, lu. Lu, lu. So make sure dha is heavy, lam is light. Mati, this is a 2-count mad. Laysa, this is medlin, medlin ma, 1.5. Bi kharijin, kha is going to be heavy. This is a permanently heavy letter. Khussa dhaghdin kilf. Bi kha, 2-count med, and this med will also be heavy because of the heavy letter. Ri, ra here is light because it has a kasra. Kharijim minha, this is going to be idgham with gunna. We see there is the tanween followed by the letter meem, and then meem also has a shadda here. So again, do spend a little bit time bringing this up into the nose, giving it that proper nasalization or gunna. Bi kharijim minha. Noon sakin here is going to have an idhar. Idhar is any time there is a noon sakin or tanween followed by one of the throat letters. So ha is a throat letter, hamza ha, ain ha, ghin ha, meaning the noon sound is going to be pronounced very clearly. And also it does have the wasot, so rest on this for a moment. Ha is going to be a 2-count med. Min ha, so rest on this noon. Gadalika, this is a 2-count med. Zuyina, ya has a shadda. Make sure that you are pushing the tongue up against the roof of your mouth, applying a little bit of pressure for this shadda. Lil kafirina, lam has tawassut. Ga is a 2-count med. Ra is going to be light because it has a kasra. Kafirina, ma, 2-count med. Ga, 2-count med. Nu, 2-count med. All of these mudud have to be consistent. Make sure they are all the same count. Ya'malun, ayn is going to have tawassut. It is from the middle of the throat, so you will feel a little bit of constriction. Make sure that you are emphasizing on that because it does have tawassut. Ya'malun, we end on a 4-count mad'arid lissukun. Noon will have tawassut. Now for the next ayah, wakadhalika, this is going to be a 2-count mad. Ja'alna, ayn again from the middle of the throat. Lam has tawassut. Na is a 2-count mad. Fi, 2-count mad. Kulli qaryatin. Qaf is permanently heavy. It is part of khussa dhaghdin kilf. Ra in this case will be heavy because it has a sukun and the letter before is heavy and it also has a fatha. So ra in this case is heavy as well. Qaryatin. And then here, this is going to be idhar, nun sakin, followed by the letter hamza, which is one of the letters of the throat. Hamza ha, ayn ha, ghin ha, qaryatin akabir. So just make sure that you are resting on this nun sakin. You are giving it a little bit of tawassut because it is a nun sakin with an idhar. Akabir, this is going to be a 2-count med. Ra in this case is going to be heavy, because the haraka on top is going to be a fatha. Akabira, ra here will be heavy. Mujrimiha, jim, is going to have a qalqala. It has a little bit of a bounce. It is one of the letters of qutub jad, meaning that when it has a sukun, you are going to give it a little bit of a bounce just to make it obvious what the letter is. So jim is one of those letters. It is part of qutub jad. And then we're going to just bounce it a little bit just to show that it is present. Muj, muj. So not too much, just a little bit.
Ri, ra here is going to be light because it has a kasra. Mi, this is a two count mud. Ha is a two count mud. Liyam, neem has tawassut. Kuru, ra here is going to be heavy. Fi, this is a two count mud. Ha, this is a two count mud. Wama, this is a two count mud. Yam guruna, this is a two count mud. Ra here is also going to be heavy because it has a dhamma. Illa, this is a two count mud. Bi anfusihim. Nun sakin here is going to have ikhfa. There is a nun sakin followed by the letter fa, which is one of the letters of ikhfa. Bi anfusihim. Mim has tawassut. Wama, this is a two count mud. Yashurun, sheen has tafashi, meaning the sound will spread just a little bit when you say this letter. Yesh. Yesh. So you can kind of feel that almost like a waterfall. Urun, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Ra is going to be heavy. Wa'idha, this is a two-count med. Ja'atum, this is going to be a four-count med. This is going to be med wajib, muttasil, because the med and the hamza are within the same word. Ayatun, this is a two-count med badil. Ayatun qalu, this is going to be ikhfa. Merge these together and make sure the ikhfa is heavy because the letter qaf is heavy. Qaf is a letter of khusad, dakht, and gil. Qalu, qa is two count, lu is two count. Lan nu'mina, nun sakin here is going to merge together with the second nun. This is an example of idgham with qunna. So the letters of idgham are yarmalun. So we are going to merge these together. Nun has a shadda. Hamza is going to have jahar. So you are going to stop abruptly on this letter. Nu'mina. So kind of allow it to have that abrupt stop. And this is what is going to differentiate the hamza from any of the letters of the jawf. So it's going to be different than saying a med letter. So saying nu'mina. We're not saying nu'mina, we are saying nu'mina. So there is hamza here. Make sure you are emphasizing that kind of stop. Hatta, ha from the middle of the throat. Hatta is a two-count med. Nu'ta, again, hamza here is going to have jahar. Ta is a two-count med. Mithla ma'utiya, this is going to be a four-count med. This is ja is munfasil, because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. U, this is a two-count med. Diya rusulullah. Ra here is going to be heavy because it has a dhamma. Name of Allah here is going to be heavy because the letter before has a dhamma as well. Now because we are stopping here, the letter ha is going to have hems. Make sure that you are giving this the proper air. Rusulullah. Give it proper air because otherwise you are almost dropping this letter and you cannot hear it. So we're not saying Rusulullah. Now you cannot hear that ha. Make sure there is a lot of air. And this symbol here above the name of Allah is the letter meem. This means that this is an obligatory stop. You are not allowed to continue. You are not allowed to connect these two letters. So you cannot say Rusulullahillahu. So you can't say that. You have to stop here. This is an obligatory stop. Rusulullah. Stop. Allahu a'lamu. These are two separate sentences. Allah here is going to be heavy because the letter before, which is going to be the Hamzatul Wasl, I am going to add a fatha here. If it is not written for you in your Quran, you can add it by yourself. I believe in the Indo-Pak Quran, it should already be there. If not, you can go ahead and just add it here on that Hamzatul Wasl. Just put a fatha. Allahu, and then that is going to make the name of Allah here heavy. A'alamu, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. It also has tawassut. Haythu madlin yaj'alu, jim is going to have a qalqala. Risalata, ra here is light. Ha, because I am stopping, I am going to give it proper hams. Sayusibu, sad is heavy. Sayusibu alladhina ajramu, jim is going to have qalqala. Ra in this case is heavy. Mu, to count mad. Sagharun, sin, sad here is going to be heavy. Ghain is heavy. Khusa, dakht, and gil. Ra in this case is heavy because it has a dhamma. Indallahi, name of Allah here is heavy because the letter before has fatha. Wa'adhabunsha, this is going to be ikhfa. Shadidum biman, this is going to be iqlab. I see that small sign of meem, and the letter after is ba. Shadidum bima, two count mad. Ga, two count. Nu, two count. Yam gurun, ra here is going to be heavy. Faman yuridillahu, name of Allah here is light, the letter before has kasra. And yahdiyahu, ha is going to be from the chest. Give it proper hams because it does have a sukun. Yashrah, The ra here is heavy because it has a fatha. Sadarahu, sad is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is heavy because it has a fatha. Lil Islam. Waman yurid, ra here is light. Dal has qalqala. An yudullahu, dad is heavy. Yaj'al, jim has qalqala. Lam has tawassut. Sadarahu, sad is heavy. Ra in this case is heavy. Dayiqan, dad is heavy. Qaf is heavy. These are both permanently heavy letters. Khusadaqtan gil. Harajan, ra here is heavy because of the fatha, and then this is going to be idhar. Dayiqan haraja, this is idhar. Harajan ka, this is going to be ikhfa. Kannama yas'adu, so make sure you are saying both of these letters with shadda properly. Saad is going to be pronounced twice, ayn is also pronounced twice. Yas'adu, make sure that you are saying both of these letters properly. Fissama. Now this is a four count mad. This is going to be mad wajib muttasil. The mad and the hamza are within the same word. And because I am stopping, I am going to give hamza some jahar. It also does have nabir, meaning that you will raise the voice a little bit. Give it some emphasis. Fissama. So raise your voice a little bit. Properly stop on this hamza. Kadhalika yaja'alullahu. Name of Allah here is heavy because of the dhamma. Ar-rijasa, ra here is light, jim has a qalqala. Ala alladhina la yu'minun, hamza here is also going to have jahar. So make sure that you are kind of abruptly stopping on this to give it that proper sound. And then we end here on a four count, madarid lissukun. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today, ayah number 122 to 125. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.